ओम शांति। क्वालिफिकेशंस ऑफ नॉलेजेबल सोल। इन दिस कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज God, He Himself is becoming our teacher. And gives us true knowledge, elevated knowledge, and making us the knowledgeable soul. He is this, in this world He is the only one who has the praise of truthful. He is always truthful. That is why He is the only one can give the true knowledge. About the different concepts. That is why we must have proud of having such supreme teacher. There are some qualifications of knowledgeful soul, knowledgeable soul. First qualification is the knowledgeable soul's progress is smooth and steady. Because he understands the secrets of the knowledge. And because of that, he can easily maintain zeal and enthusiasm in his life constantly. And that is why he is progressing very well, smoothly and steadily. Human being always expecting newness in his life. And such type of the knowledgeable soul can churn knowledge and can receive special touchings, special ideas from Baba. By the help of that, he can maintain constant progress in his life. fluctuation will not be in his life. When he is intoxicated, he is progressing very well, and when he is losing intoxication, he is not progressing very well. But on the basis of knowledge, he can maintain constant progress in his life. Second qualification of the knowledgeable soul is he always remains alert, active and accurate. He always remains awake from the sleep of laziness and carelessness. Because he have the knowledge that this is a short period, short time in which only we can earn imperishable income. He have that awareness always. In this whole cycle, this is the only time of earning imperishable income. That is why he always remains alert, active and accurate. Because of receiving Baba's signals according to the time, he always remains accurate. He never wastes his valuable time. He always makes the best use of his invaluable time. He is remaining easy and busy, but he never be lazy. Third qualification of knowledgeable soul is he always give respect to everybody and he receive respect from everybody. Because of getting clear knowledge of the soul consciousness, of the brotherhoodness, he always give the respect to everybody. This is the sign of knowledgeable soul. Giving respect to everybody. That is his greatness. as the Bhava is ocean of knowledge, he is very humble. He said that I am your servant. He is very humble. He gives respect to everybody. In this same way, the knowledgeable souls are very humble. And they have brotherhood vision, soul conscious vision. That's why they can maintain good wishes, well wishes for everybody. And because of that, they always give respect to each and everyone. And on that basis, they always receive respect from everyone. Fourth qualification is, they always remain cool and calm and contented. Knowledgeable souls always remain cool and calm and contented. They never get angry. Because they understand karma philosophy. If I become angry, I will create negative account with the soul. But this is the time of creating positive account, account of good actions. That is why they always remain cool and calm in all the situations. They always remain stable in defeat and victory, and they are always contented because they are experiencing very good sustenance of God on one hand, and receiving treasures, unlimited treasures from Baba. And on the other hand, they see their future as clear as a rising sun. My future is bright. And because of that, they always remain contented. They never have worldly desires. Because they understand very well This is a decayed world. All people experience sadness and sorrow. Everybody would like to get rid of that. That is why they are not having any desire, worldly desire, and they always remain contented. Next qualification is the knowledgeable souls speak the knowledge and nothing else. The knowledgeable souls speak only knowledge and nothing else. While meeting, they are always discussing Murli points, jewels of knowledge. They never waste their time in the gossips. Because they are always playing with the jewels of the knowledge. And that is why they always share the jewels of knowledge with everybody. And because of that, their intellect is becoming divine. This is the sign of divine intellect. The knowledgeable souls, they have the habit of churning knowledge. Because each and every Baba's version has a secret in it. And through churning, they understand the secrets. And they are always maintaining zeal and very good zeal and enthusiasm in their life. And as there is a praise of yoga power, there is a praise of knowledge power also. And the knowledgeable soul experiences that knowledge power in their life. And because of experiencing power of knowledge, they would have unlimited confidence and courage in their life. They are always experiencing, they are always having unlimited confidence and courage in their life. They always remain fearless. This is the sign of King of Kings. In future, those souls would become king or King of Kings, they would be fearless. At present also. They won't have fear, any type of the fear in the core of their heart. And those souls would have these two special weapons, courage and confidence. They can always experience victorious stage while being in the kingdom of Maya. They always experience victorious stage while being in the field of battle as a brave warrior. That is why we must have the habit of churning knowledge. Listening Baba's Murli is not enough. That is a spiritual food for the soul. Baba's Murli, Baba's versions, is a spiritual food for a soul. But through churning, we must digest that food. And as much we digest the food, as much we understand the secrets of the knowledge, we could feel that power of knowledge in our life. Next qualification is the knowledgeable souls always translate problems in opportunity. Knowledgeable soul always translate the problems in opportunities. They never think about the cause of the problem, about the reason of the problem. They are always thinking, this is my test paper. This is an opportunity. I must take full benefit of this opportunity. Because they understand karma philosophy very well. Problems are because of past accounts. We have to clear that account anyhow. We must not think about the problems, but we must always think about the solution of that problem. Problem comes and problems goes. This is the sign of knowledgeable soul. They never get stuck in that problem. And seventh quality, they receive Baba's love. Knowledgeable souls receive Baba's love. Because in Gita, God Himself is saying that I love knowledgeable souls. I like knowledgeable souls. Because whatever the elevated knowledge I am giving, they are sharing, they are always busy, remaining busy in that business. That's why I love them. They are becoming the embodiment of that elevated knowledge and they are sharing that knowledge with each and every soul. That's why I really love such type of the knowledgeable souls. They are like a salvation army. Knowledgeable souls are always helping others as a salvation army. They give suggestion, they give some ideas, share some touchings, share some guidelines, and always help others. That is why they receive Baba's love. Next qualification is their face glorifies Baba. Their face is always shining. Never get fade. Their face is always shining. Because there is a saying that face is the index of mind. If you have the jewels of knowledge in your mind, you are always churning, you are always thinking, you are always playing with the jewels of knowledge, then automatically your face would be happy. Face would be cheerful. And because of the understanding secrets of knowledge, he always remains as a carefree king. He never has any tension. He never have any worries. Because of having the knowledge of the aspect, three aspects of the time, three aspects of this drama, they always remain happy. They never lose their happiness. And that's why their face is shining. Baba is incorporeal, his powers also subtle. But in future, Baba can glorify through such type of these souls, knowledgeable souls and yogi souls. Baba will glorify through the face of knowledgeable soul and yogi souls. because he is incognito, he is subtle. Next quality, they make Baba as a companion. They always enjoy his company. Because they understand this is the only time of experiencing relationship with the God, directly with the God. And rest of the time in this cycle, we would have the relationship with the souls. But this is the only time to experience direct relationship with the God, with the Supreme Being. That is why they are always experiencing God's company. While working, while walking, while performing any action, they are always experiencing Baba's company. And because of that, they always experience under the canopy of Baba throughout the day. I am not alone, but I am combined with Baba. He is my companion. He is always with me. He is my best friend. They are taking full benefit of that opportunity. Baba always says in Murli, I am just beside you. You use me. I am ready to help you. You use me. Either you can use Baba as a companion, or you can lose Baba's company. That's why we must use Baba. We must always experience Baba's company. The knowledgeable souls have this sense. They are very sensible souls. This is the time of experiencing Baba's company. This is the time of experiencing true godly love. While driving also, they experience Baba's company. Oh, Baba is just sitting in beside me. The supreme authority is always with me. That's why they experience fearlessness also. Next qualification is knowledgeable souls. They become the embodiment of the solution. They become the embodiment of the solution. If Baba is with me, then he gives me special touching, and then I can solve any problem. They are getting subtle cooperation from Baba, and by the result of that, they can easily become the embodiment of the solution. What is problem? Problem is nothing for me. Because Supreme Being is with me. The world, highest authority of this world is with me. Problem is nothing for me. He can give me solution instantly. And very good quality of knowledgeable soul is that they always remain light. As they are receiving the light of knowledge from Sun of Knowledge, every day they always remain light. Experiencing lightness is the sign of great fortune in this confluence age. Remaining light all the time is the sign of great fortune. Why? When you would be light, then only you can get flight towards Paramdham. When you would be light, your consciousness is light, your mind and intellect is very light, then easily you can get flight towards Paramdham. Easily you can sit with Baba. You can receive might from Baba. And as much you receive might from Baba, powers from Baba, you can become white. You can become white. You can become pure. And as much you become pure, that much you can claim your birthright from Baba. To remain light in all the situation is the sign of full knowledge, full soul. Because Baba always gives us knowledge to face the situations, to solve the problems. And if we would have that solution, then automatically we would be light. Tension free. always smiling face, always sharing the smile with everybody with a smiling face. If you are not doing anything for anybody, for somebody, at least share a smile. This is the sign of knowledgeable soul. Share happiness. If you share happiness through your smiley face, you can increase the treasure of happiness. While being in the service of the field, we are always busy in the service. Baba had given us very big task of establishment of new world. That's why we are always busy in service. But while remaining busy in service, if you would like to remain all obstacle free while remaining in the gathering, if you would like to remain obstacle free, always keep 3 servers with you: patience, peace and love. If you would have these 3 servers with you, then you would be free from obstacles. There won't be any clash with anybody. Patience, peace, and love. This is the sign of knowledgeable soul. Never lose patience. Never lose peace. Never lose love. No matter what situation, what problem is there. Baba is giving us elevated knowledge in this confluence age. And those souls become the embodiment of this elevated knowledge, they easily can win Baba's heart. Oh, that my sweet child is giving the proof of my elevated knowledge. He become the embodiment of this elevated knowledge. That's why he can receive special blessing from Baba, special love from Baba. And this is the time of establishment, the business of jewels of knowledge. The knowledgeable souls, they are always busy in this unlimited business of jewels of knowledge. And as much you would share, you would distribute the jewels of knowledge, that much you can receive the physical wealth throughout the cycle. Mamma become the wealth, goddess of wealth. Mamma, she came with empty hand in this yajna, in this organization. She came with empty hand. But as much she was receiving the treasure of jewels of knowledge from the ocean of knowledge, she was distributing with a generous heart, she was sharing, helping with the souls, to the souls, and because of that, she maintained unlimited business of jewels of knowledge, and that's why she became the goddess of wealth. Everybody is asking her wealth. The wealth of jewels and physical wealth is related. There is a very close connection, deep connection in between these two wealth. Wealth of jewels of knowledge and physical wealth. That's why Baba has said in Murli, just keep on sharing, keep on donating, keep on distributing jewels of knowledge with a generous heart. Automatically, you will get unlimited wealth throughout the cycle. This is a secret. And Baba has said once, those souls would have the unlimited stock of weapons of knowledge. They only can maintain constant yoga stage in future. Because in future many problems would come in front of us. But if you would have these weapons of the knowledge, jewels of knowledge, then you can cross them easily, you can pass them easily, and you can maintain consistency in your yoga. And in future, when we would be surrounded by many problems at the time of the destruction, Baba will give us special touchings. And the knowledgeable souls would have easy communication with Baba through the churning. They can maintain easy communication. That's why they will receive special touchings from Baba and catchings from Baba. But Baba has said that I will give you special touching then only when your intellect would be untouched. Means detached. Means detached from physical being and physical things. Then only I can give you special touching. That is why we must maintain communication with Baba. There are two communications, communication through yoga and communication through knowledge. These are the two communications with the God. We must maintain these two communications. And those souls, knowledgeable souls would have this communication, they would receive special touchings from Baba. and they would share the touchings with the souls, and they will make others also free from the obstacles. And very special qualification of knowledgeful soul is they would be always in real consciousness and royal consciousness and original consciousness, in true consciousness, that is a soul consciousness. This is a sign of knowledgeable soul. Always being in a real consciousness and royal consciousness. True consciousness, that is a soul consciousness. Body is just like an instrument. Body is just like a toy. Soul is playing with the toy, with this toy. That is why being in soul consciousness and seeing others also as a soul is the sign of knowledgeable soul. Baba gives us knowledge for what? For maintaining constant connection with Baba. The sign of knowledgeful soul, full knowledgeful soul. The sign of full knowledgeful soul means maintaining, having constant link with Baba. Knowledge is a theory, and yoga is a proof of that theory, practical of that theory. In physics or chemistry, there is a practical. They are explaining first theory and then they are giving us practical lesson. In this same way, knowledge is a theory and yoga is a practical of that theory. That's why through knowledge we are becoming lighthouse and through yoga we are becoming might house. And then only we can experience angelic stage, flying stage. All the times. Angel means not in jail of Maya anymore. And that is a sign of knowledgeful soul. In this Brahmin life, if you really would like to enjoy this Brahmin life, if you really would like to experience super sensuous joy, that for that you must have the shower of knowledge every day. And after that, you must churn while sitting in yoga, at least for 1 hour, you must churn that knowledge, you must understand the secret of Baba's knowledge, and on that basis, you must experience zeal and enthusiasm in your life. And if you would have really true knowledge in your intellect, then you can maintain very good self-respect all the day long. Understanding true knowledge, you can maintain true self-respect. And that is the secret of elevated stage of yoga. We must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the day long. Because we are a hero actor of this world drama. We are a royal actor, hero actor of this unlimited drama. We must have that intoxication on our face. We must have that good self-respect throughout the day. Now let us have a very special, deep experience of yoga. But don't allow goddess of sleep to visit you in the form of vibrations of sleep, please. Because she is moving around. She makes us to swing in the swing of joy, of sleepiness. Because we have habit to salute Maya. From the copper age, we are very, very always saluting Maya. Okay, Maya, come. Okay, Maya, come. That is why just relax your body and sit upright. Alert and active. And just follow my words. As I sit here, I can use the eye of my intellect to deeply and clearly visualize that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am sitting in the center of my forehead. A sparkling star I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. I am a very bright and shining subtle point of divine light. I am a peaceful soul, spreading the vibrations of peace in this atmosphere. I am a knowledgeful soul, spreading the light of knowledge all around me. How fortunate am I? How lucky am I that I am visualizing and experiencing my true form? As a point of divine light, I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect, and flying upwards going beyond the sun, the moon and stars, I arrived at angelic world, subtle world. I am surrounded by snow white, bright, divine light. I adopt my dress of angels. Oh, my sweet Brahma Baba, he is in front of me in angelic form. Oh, my sweetest father, Shiv Baba, is also present in him. Bab Dada gives me love field drushti. I am receiving unlimited love and become lost in ocean of love. I can see the tears of love in Baba's eyes. He tells me that I am extremely happy. Because I have found my long lost sweet child. Tells me that I can experience any relationship I wish to with him. As my teacher, as my supreme teacher, he gives me special tuition. He is an unconditional teacher. Perfect teacher. through his tuition, my intellect become divine. I, the soul, leaves the angelic dress and fly upwards. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world. My true home, my real home, it is full of golden red divine light. Deep, sweet silence prevails. This soul world is so beautiful. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He is the most beautiful being in this world. I am enjoying his beauty. I realize that he is the one that I have been searching for in many directions. Now I found him. He is in front of me. Baba, oh my sweet Baba, I have been experiencing suffering in the world of Maya. I was lost in the ocean of sorrow. And you just picked me up, Baba. You adopted me, Baba. You are so great, Baba. You are so merciful Baba. I never dreamed that I would find you. Baba, you are giving me everything which I need, Baba. You are so kind, so generous. I love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. I fall intensely in the love with Baba so that nothing and no one can ever separate me from Him. Baba, you are my whole world, Baba. You are the light of my eyes, Baba. Baba, you are the ocean of peace. I am receiving unlimited shower of peace from you and experience depth of peace. And radiating these rays of peace to the globe. Souls on the globes are experiencing coolness of peace. Baba, Baba, you are the ocean of all powers, unlimited source of spiritual energy, the sun of knowledge. I am receiving unlimited powers from you. And experiencing deep state this volcanic stage of yoga, my sins are burning in the fire of yoga.